This is the Help My Website Sucks podcast, your bite-sized guide to web design. I'm Amy Gumbrell, a WordPress web designer who spent years helping businesses make sense of their websites. In this final series, I'm focusing entirely on WordPress, sharing features, tools, and ways of working that many people don't even realize exist or didn't know were an option for their WordPress website. This episode is all about designing your way to a smarter website. Smarter content, smarter structure, smarter. We're going to be streamlining the process for adding new content, which means you'll get a website that works better. Bit of a bold statement, yep, I know. But over the next few minutes, I'll be explaining what a custom post type or CPT is, when and why we use them, and how you can get your hands on them. I'm pretty sure that you'll get to the end of the episode, put your hands together, and then with a nod as if to say, yep, Amy, you were so right. Now we get it. Now we get it. First, we need to know what we mean by post type. When you work with WordPress, you have two main ways you can add new content, posts and pages. Posts usually relate to your blog or news articles. A page is the more static evergreen content, such as the About page or Contact page. For a simple site, this is plenty enough. But what if you were a graphic designer and wanted to add portfolio items or testimonials and case studies to your website? Well, you could add them all into blogs and assign tags and appropriate categories, but over time, things would soon get messy. And that is where custom post types come in. They let you create your own type of post, such as a portfolio post or testimonial post. Each type of custom post can have its own custom fields, its own layout, and even its own way of being displayed on the site. This means that once set up, you can go into your website to add, for example, a new testimonial, and instead of faffing in posts, you can go straight to that custom post type and add it in there. For example, on my own website, twocowsweb.co.uk, I've created a custom post type called podcast, and I use that to add new episodes to my website. Now, I've set up where I want the title to go, how I want the podcast player to look, and where I want that to go, and where I want an image to go, and so on. This helps me to get new podcast episodes up onto my website much faster and in much more organized fashion. Another example of custom post types can be seen on the 007 website. And yes, we are talking Bond, James Bond.
Ah, Miss Moneypenny.
They use custom post types for vehicles, films, and James Bond related experiences. Go on, have a look. Look in the nav bar, in the menu bar, and you'll see those three custom post types really clearly. Have a look on the pages. Do you know what? I think you get the point. So now you know what a custom post type is and why we use them for better web design. I'm guessing you're going to want to know how we get them on your websites.
Pretty please.
So there's two main ways, option one and option two. Option one is the easiest option. You just install a custom post type plugin. Now, the most popular setup is using a plugin called Advanced Custom Fields, ACF, along with Custom Post Type UI, UI standing for User Interface. I prefer to use a plugin called Pods. So there are quite a few alternatives, and this is the no-code way. However, if you're a developer, you'll no doubt choose option two, which is to code your own new custom post type. Now, let's be clear here. Custom post types aren't just a geeky WordPress feature. They're actually a way to build websites that make sense to people. They can be tricky to set up, but as with everything, there's a tutorial for that somewhere, or there's someone who's done it before and can help. A word of warning. Don't DIY it if you're out of your comfort zone. I mean, my advice is always just to give it a go. And if it doesn't work out, you can still ask for an expert to step in and help. But if you're not comfortable, do you know what? Just get that expert in right at the start. Custom post types needn't be a dark art. And I guarantee that you will be thanking me later when your content is much easier to manage. You are welcome.
Thank you.
And there we have it. We've come to the end of another episode of Help My Website Sucks. Did you find it useful? I hope so. I'd be so grateful if you'd consider leaving me a review. Have you got your own website woes and need help? Get in touch via my website, twocowsweb.co.uk. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time, bye-bye.